This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts, via remote. Federal authorities are worried about potential violence leading up to next week's presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
With just days until Joe Biden sworn in,
we are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
FBI Director Chris Wray says authorities are tracking calls for potential armed protests here in Washington and in state capitals nationwide.
That could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
Wray says the Capitol riot is likely to inspire others. States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has caused. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote safe opening of schools and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. At this hour, the world inches closer to the 2 million mark in coronavirus deaths, with the United States leading at almost 390,000, followed by Brazil at just over 207,000. This is